are now going to move on to a very, very interesting exhibition. Scariff Library Gallery is the venue for Dust, a new exhibition from the artist Aisling Martin. The free exhibition is open and will run until the 17th of May. And I'm very pleased to say that Aisling is with us now. Aisling, a very good morning to you.
Hi, Alan. Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thanks for taking the time to be with us. Tell us a little bit about your own background as an artist.
Yeah, so I would have studied at Limerick School of Art and Design, but many, many years ago. So I'd say maybe like 20 years ago since I studied there. So yeah, I would have been working away then, kind of had group exhibitions kind of after I finished up college, and working kind of freelance. And then I'd say about 10 years ago, I went back to UCC and did a master's. And I went back and did a master's in comparative aesthetics. And so, yeah, and that kind of kick-started me, say, making work again. I think a lot of people, when they finish art college, they kind of get a bit burnt out and, yeah, they kind of stop making work. I think a lot of people I've spoken to. So when I went back to UCC, then I kind of started, say, painting and drawing again, and that kind of got me kick-started again. And, yeah, so this is the first kind of exhibition and that I've really kind of decided to put myself out there, and, yeah.
Okay, so your debut exhibition, and with that, then you wanted to look as well as possible and to go off as well as possible. How much preparation has gone into it, and you know, when you come up with an exhibition, does it always have to have a theme, or is it preferable to have a theme because it helps tie everything together?
Yeah, I think say during COVID, just before everything closed down, I had moved to Clare. I was when initially everything was closed down and you couldn't go anywhere, but then when you could kind of visit the coast again, I was based in Shannon, and when you could visit the coast again, I was kind of going for walks on the coast and say picking up, like doing a bit of beach combing, and I was kind of attracted to kind of finding objects, and so I started kind of picking up things along the coast, and had all of these things collected, so I kind of have a bit of magpie tendencies, and I was just kind of thinking about how to start using these pieces in my work, and say I've always would have collaged things together and kind of made small little sculptures out of found objects, and kind of found different objects and use those to draw from, and made little kind of doodles and little drawings. And then I started trying to incorporate these objects into paintings, and so I would have collected a lot of things like little pieces of sea glass and just little pieces of plastic, and just to reuse all of these little just little scraps that are kind of washed up by the sea. And just kind of the theme behind it was the idea of things transforming, and the title of it, Dust, is kind of references the value of things. So I was finding all these little discarded objects that were in the sea and had kind of been transformed into broken down by the sea, and just to change them into something else, and as kind of referencing the idea of the value that we place on, say, objects, and the value that we place on things that are discarded, and how we see art objects as opposed to just, you know, a normal, regular, everyday kind of object. That was kind of the idea behind this.
And it sounds actually like, you know, there's a double benefit there. You get objects and artistic inspiration, but you're also kind of helping to keep the beaches and the coastlines a little bit clean as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Particularly if you're picking up plastics.
Yeah. I was just so surprised. You know, I went for a walk along the beach and I was looking at the tide line and I was like, what are all of these tiny little pieces? You know, it was like tiny, whereas years ago it would have been tiny little piece of shells, and now it's all these like tiny little pieces of broken down plastic. So, yeah, I think, you know, now that everybody's so aware of climate change and, you know, having that direct impact on us with the weather, and you know, we can see it firsthand now. I thought it was really interesting that, you know, there's kind of some kind of beauty to it, that all of these beautiful little colourful pieces of plastic, but still quite scary to see as well, that it's, you know,
just how much of it is there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The exhibition itself is a mixture of collage elements, but also more traditional kind of drawings and so on.
So it'd be sometimes I would say start a drawing and then kind of bring in collage elements. So kind of, you know, bits, scraps of paper that I find, like packaging, things like that, things that are going in the recycling bin. And then I'm thinking, oh, actually, that's really gorgeous colour, or, you know, just kind of trying to reuse as much as possible. And then so I'd bring in elements of, say, my paint, collage something, paint over it, draw over it, you know, just kind of have an idea of what I want to do at the start, and then it completely changes into something else. I kind of try and just put things together and see where it goes from that. And then some of the paint things then kind of reference the idea of value as well. So the kind of motif behind the paintings was the idea of a chandelier, and kind of ideas about how light is transforming, and a lot of the sea glass that I found on the beach on a really sunny day, you can kind of see it glinting off the glass. So if I went to, say, I would have collected them a lot down by Seafield, and you could see all of these little pieces of glass, you know, and the sun is just catching them. So yeah, I am kind of trying to combine the two ideas then into kind of collage drawing, and then the paintings as well kind of go along with that as well.
Very good. So how many pieces have you put together for the Dust exhibition?
In this exhibition, I'd say I have about 30 pieces, but I've kind of been drawing away and working away behind the scenes all of the time. So I think when everything closed down with COVID as well, people just started realizing how important it is to, you know, do something creative. I think a lot of people kind of turned to that. You know, a lot of people that I speak to said, oh yeah, I just started like doing a bit of like drawing or painting or even a bit of knitting or something like that. I think, you know, that people kind of saw again that there's a value in doing something creative. It kind of helps to switch you off from all of the, you know, everyday kind of stuff that you kind of get caught up in. I've always been drawing. I have years and years and years worth of drawings kind of just sitting there in folders and sketchbooks.
Okay, so sounds like there'll be more exhibitions to come then. And this exhibition has been open for almost a fortnight. How has it been received?
Yeah, really good reaction. You know, it's really great. It's really great space. And yeah, and just thanks so much to all the staff in the Scariff Library Gallery and in Scariff Library itself. It's a fantastic space altogether. So it's really nice to see everything hung up and kind of get work out there. I think that's the hard part about, I think, for most people that are, most artists, you're either fantastic at promoting and doing all that side of it, or absolutely terrible. So I think, you know, just to get stuff up on the walls and get a bit of feedback, it's really great. And Clare Arts Office as well, really great for their support as well.
Well, great to hear that it's going down so well, and those who haven't seen it yet still have plenty of opportunity. The free exhibition no less, is running until the 17th of May at Scariff Library Gallery. The artist behind the Dust exhibition is Aisling Martin. And Aisling, congratulations again on the debut exhibition, and thank you so much for joining us on the show.